you ever heard of digital currencies like Bitcoin, Ethereum, and buzzwords like blockchain, cryptocurrencies, and mining? Don't know what it all means or how to get started? Well, at Let's Talk Crypto, we break it all down.
All right, welcome back, listener. We're going with a little bit of a different format here coming up to Christmas. This is a very special series we're going to call the 12 Coins of Christmas.
For the 12 Coins of Christmas, Barry said to me, which coins to buy?
Welcome back to our Christmas special series discussing the 12 coins of Christmas. So if you've been following along the series, we're talking about the coins that may or may not be listed on Coinbase. So the big rumor is Coinbase listing new coins next year. We're highlighting some ones we think might meet the criteria for listing on Coinbase. So this is part five of our special series, the 12 Coins of Christmas, where we review two different coins every day. I'm one of your hosts, Barry Moore, and with me is the other host, Tom Gillespie. How are you, Tom?
Yeah, awesome, man. Once again, really, really happy to be here.
Yeah, so we're reviewing two coins, an episode for six episodes. Today, we'll be talking about Stratus and Waves. And once again, I just want to highlight, we're not financial advisors. Take all this information as opinion only and do your own research, which you can do using our altcoin evaluation framework, which you can find in the show notes over at schoolofcrypto.com/show. Let's get into it. But before we do, Tom, hit me with the sleigh bells, brother.
Yo, yo, yo. That's great.
I love it. All right. So, my friend, Mr. Gillespie, you're going to be talking about Stratus. Tell us about Stratus.
Yeah, happy to do so. Now, we've seen a little bit of a theme over the last few days about the different types of coins that are potentially going to be listed on these exchanges and this development platform where companies and businesses that are in this real world, not in the crypto world, are building platforms to allow developers to build systems on top of these platforms. And Stratus is another one of those. The good news is it's not targeted as an Ethereum killer. It actually works alongside with Ethereum. So for once, we've got something a little bit different. So Stratus itself is just that little bit different, meaning that they're claiming to be an enterprise-grade development platform. So they're geared more around business rather than individuals. The industries that they're targeting are things like financial services, manufacturers, medical and transportation industries. For these businesses that want to develop, test and deploy applications on the blockchain, this is their target market. Company slogan for Stratus is, "We make blockchain easy for you." Once again, they're building out a platform to allow developers to get on there and build systems for their business, but using the blockchain technology. If we looked at utilizing smart contracts like Ethereum does, the barrier to entry for the Ethereum was the fact that you have to have understanding of their custom software package, which is called Solidity, whereas on Stratus, it's .NET and C# or Microsoft compatible. So again, it lowers the barrier to entry and allows all these developers to build systems customized for the businesses.
Yeah, so it's very cool. So if you're an enterprise, you know, a traditional brick and mortar business, and you want to deploy some sort of blockchain technology, you don't have to start from scratch. You can just go straight to Stratus. They've got the whole platform to get you started. Your in-house developers, which are probably familiar with those languages already, can get started. We've probably all heard of software as a service. Cool thing about Stratus is it's partnering with Microsoft to offer blockchain as a service. So kind of a turnkey solution for those businesses out there that want to get started with blockchain.
I think I can just highlight that with an example, might be easier to understand. So as a business case example, if we look at the supply chain for manufacturers, so a business that manufactures toys could implement an application on the blockchain that can track a product from when it's manufactured, where it's manufactured, all the way through to the retailer, down to the end user. The whole idea of this is to prevent double entries into the systems, stop data errors, verify warranties, and prevent people from stealing within the business as everything is tracked on the ledger or the blockchain. So that's probably a real world example of this blockchain and how all this technology works, is that so when everything's written to the blockchain, it's immutable. So people cannot change records and it prevents fraud from within these big businesses. And we are talking about big businesses.
Yeah, and what a cool example I saw, I think it was on the IBM website, because they've got their own kind of blockchain solution as well. You know, it's perfect for supply chain where there's a bunch of different partners. You know, you got the manufacturers, you got the suppliers to the manufacturers, you got the shippers who are shipping the stuff, you got the people at the other end receiving it. You know, and imagine it's some sort of temperature sensitive, maybe food, for example, where it has to be kept at a consistent temperature during transport. They package up the food or whatever into a container. The container has a chip on it with a temperature sensor. That chip is reporting where physically where those goods are in the supply chain, what temperature they were kept at all the way through. And any one of the people in that ecosystem, the suppliers, the manufacturers, the shippers, the receivers, they can all at any time go and have a look at where that particular shipment is, what the particular history behind that shipment is. It's all there in a blockchain shared through both partners. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's that integration with what we're calling the Internet of Things. So all these smart devices that are in our homes can essentially then talk back through that software application to the blockchain and then allow accessibility for all those records. Awesome. My head spins, which is phenomenally good.
So Stratus is, you know, if you're a company that wants to do this and you don't know where to start, you can go to Stratus and basically get on their platform and they help you implement it.
And Barry, that brings me to my next point is that, you know, this is enterprise business, but businesses are all different. So one of the features of what they call Cloud Stratus platform is the use of sidechains. What that means is that different businesses can use the platform and customize it for their own requirements. So it's like a railroad where you have two tracks alongside each other. Depending on the business requirements, it offers them flexibility to customize their needs and not interfere with other people's systems. They have some ties with Microsoft Azure platform, as you said, again, to leverage existing development communities. But as a development platform, it means that someone that's doing toy manufacturing versus someone that's shipping food around the world, it's still the same technology, it's still the same platform, but it's a different version of the blockchain to record the records that they want. And that's really, really cool as well. And one other thing that Stratus have done is they've actually got a thing called the Stratus Academy. Now, here what they're trying to do is they built an education platform to educate developers on how to use the system or use the platform. So just like Ethereum that has its own customized software, developers have to go learn it. Whereas this way, with Stratus Academy, they train the developers and actually give them certifications on the platform. So they're self-feeding or self-propagating the system by offering this academy, which in turn means that you've got the people trained up with the skills and the resource to be able to develop inside the Stratus platform. Now, one of the concerns that we've seen, because we've got quite a few businesses pitching this type of solution, they plan on actually doing monthly billing, like a subscription as a service style model, where the fear is that some of the competitors are charging less or not charging anything at all. So one of the decision-making process for enterprise when they go into this market is that there are other alternatives that are free or low cost versus these guys that are based on a subscription model. But in saying that, it didn't stop Stratus going up 38% in the last 7 days.
Yeah, the whole altcoin market's really popping at the moment. So it's pretty hard to pick a loser at the moment.
So just to close that out a little bit, if we just look at some of the facts and figures on Stratus, it's sitting position number 27 on CoinMarketCap. It has a market cap at the moment of $1.3 billion and trading at around $13 per coin. And looking at CoinMarketCap's website, Stratus is available on some really major exchanges like Bittrex, Poloniex, Binance, and HitBTC, Cryptopia. So again, low barrier to entry to get these coins, and they have their own wallet. So once again, this is something we're starting to see from these big enterprise businesses is they want to get in front of the right people. By doing that, they're already listed on these other exchanges, again, giving it a rise to be a potential candidate for, in this instance, we're talking about GDAX and Coinbase. So again, it's an established business. It's designed for the enterprise. It's one of these platform builders. It's going down the C#.NET path for Microsoft. It's building out on the Microsoft's Azure platform. We won't get technical on this particular episode. If you want to know more information, you can go to stratusplatform.com and find all the technical details about the business. But again, we can start seeing this theme that real-life businesses that are making money in the real world, moving over to the blockchain seems to be the more attractive businesses out there. And this is what the exchanges want to promote, is real-life businesses that are going to be successful and give people a return on their money, not just, oh, we're going to do all this wonderful bells and whistles and actually not have a product. So look, from where I sit, I come from a technical background, especially in the computer space. I can see the potential for this, but for most of us, this is enterprise that we're talking about and we're not necessarily in that world. So we might not grasp it, but like Barry talks about that example, to be able to track, you know, at the front end, I go to the supermarket and I grab a punnet of strawberries. I can literally track where they were grown, what fertilizer was used on them, when they were picked, how long it took to ship, where they were not frozen, all this sort of wonderful stuff. Now, do we really need that? I'm just fast forwarding into the future. It's really cool, but you know, there's a ton more applications that sit underneath this that we don't see. But as consumers, we just want things quick and fast. I think Stratus might fit that gap in the enterprise space. So once again, do your own research. This has just been a quick summary because it's one of the coins off the list that may or may not be listed on an exchange coming to you.
All right. Thank you, Tom. Now, The one I'm highlighting in this episode is another one of these platforms or ecosystems, another Ethereum killer. But instead of the big end of town, instead of the enterprise end of town, this one is more geared towards the startup end of town. So in the startup world, traditionally, if you wanted to get a business started, you know, you could either raise money through venture capital or you could do some crowdsourcing and try and get people to invest it through Kickstarter or something like that. So we've seen in the last kind of year or so that there's been another model that's kind of sprung up, which is the ICO model, right? You've got a good business idea or sometimes even a bad one, and you want to get some people to fund it. So you issue a coin, you do an ICO, you get people to buy the coin. That gives you your money, gives you your war chest to run off and fund your business idea. So how would you go about doing that if you wanted to do that? Well, that's where the Waves platform comes in. So Waves is positioning themselves as kind of the platform on which you can run, manage, and issue your coins for an ICO if you want to. So the description straight from the Waves website is, the Waves platform is a global public blockchain platform founded in 2016. Waves platform's mission is to reinvent the DNA of entrepreneurship around the world by providing a shared infrastructure, offering easy-to-use, highly functional tools to make blockchain available to every person or organization that can benefit from it. Now, that's a great statement. It doesn't really tell you too much about what it does, though. So inside the Waves platform, you've got a number of different kind of components, right? So you've got the wallet itself, which allows you to hold and store and manage the Waves tokens. It's got a decentralized exchange platform, which we'll come back to in just a second. It's got a token launcher. So if we want to issue a token, let's say I want to issue Bazcoin tomorrow, I can go and set that all up on the Waves platform and then start my very own ICO to issue my very own coins. And the coins will be issued by the Waves platform, managed by the Waves platform. People can download them into their Waves wallet. So any coin issued through the Waves platform can be stored in the Waves wallet, along with other coins, which we'll talk about in a second. And you can manage the whole thing through their platform. So a total of 7,561 tokens have been released on the Waves platform, totaling a market cap of over $1 billion. So they're running a lot of these kind of smaller ICOs at the moment. So traditionally, ICOs were run on the kind of the Ethereum platform, and there'd be ERC-20 tokens. So Waves really wants to be a competitor to that. So there are Waves-type tokens, just like there are ERC-20-type tokens on the Ethereum platform. And then back to the decentralized exchange. So another component of this system, which is unique, it's not really kind of an Ethereum thing, is a decentralized exchange platform. So Waves has its own decentralized exchange, which means that any coin that's minted on the Waves platform can be traded on this decentralized exchange with other Waves platform tokens. So if Tom does a Tom coin and I do a Baz coin, and we decide that there's some sort of exchange rate between Tom coins and Baz coins, those can happen on the Waves exchange as well. So you don't even necessarily need to get your coin listed on one of the major exchanges to start trading it with other things. And as part of that decentralized exchange as well, there can be more traditional coins like Bitcoin and Litecoin on the platform as well. So I'd be able to change Bazcoin for Bitcoin or Litecoin, for example. And also, they have fiat gateways in that decentralized exchange as well. So you could exchange traditional currencies, US dollars, yen, euros, all that kind of stuff through their decentralized exchange. So it's actually a pretty cool platform. I like it a lot. It's pretty interesting. As far as the technicals of it, it runs off proof of stake rather than proof of work. So there's no traditional miners. You don't need any big fancy hardware to mine Wave coins. They use proof of stake as well. So you would run a full Waves node, and that node would help secure the network. It would validate transactions. And as the node owner, you would get paid for rendering that service. So it requires 10,000 Waves to run a full node. However, they do another really cool thing as well, which is called leased proof of stake, where if you don't have 10,000 Waves, let's say you only have 1,000 Waves, and you want to get paid for that, you want to earn some profits off that 1,000 Waves, you can have leased proof of stake, which means you lease your coins to another full node, and they use your coins to make up the 10,000 or more that are required for the full node. So then you get paid out a share of the profits that's made by the full node. So you don't necessarily need to have 10,000 Waves to make a profit. You can lease your Waves to one of the full nodes that's already running. So that's pretty cool as well.
Yeah, Barry, it's very interesting that we're seeing, again, a lot of these coins that we're going through for this Christmas special are also that proof of stake concept. So, you know, there's an underlying effect here, saying that, you know, we want to get away from this mining network because we are seeing these huge mining farms having some level of control in regards to be able to manipulate the market, or, you know, charge these exuberant fees, or, you know, slow down the whole transaction process or the transaction component of, you know, transferring funds through crypto. Whereas this proof of stake seems to be the, like the railroad thing, it's just a separate way of actually helping keep the ledger strong and secure and getting rewards. So to me, it actually probably makes more sense. This proof of stake sounds a little bit more scalable moving forward. What do you think on that?
Yeah, there's a couple of things I like about proof of stake. One, obviously you don't need any special hardware, so you don't need these ASIC miners that you like you do with Bitcoin, for example. Think of all the natural resources, all the metals and the plastics and the factories that go into building all those ASIC miners, which are designed to do nothing but mine Bitcoin, for example, right? So there's a lot of natural resources and work and process and waste that goes into building these machines in the first place. And then secondly, all the electricity that people like Bitmain and all those big miners are using. I read some stats somewhere that you add up all the electricity used by all the Bitcoin miners, it's bigger than the electricity of some countries, right? So all the electricity is just getting burned up to mine Bitcoin. So at least proof of stake, you can do that on essentially normal hardware, normal server hardware, even desktop hardware, and it doesn't chew up all the electricity and doesn't waste all the natural resources that the proof of work type mining does. I'm sure there's some drawbacks to it as well, but it does seem a simpler solution, and anyone can get involved, provided you're willing to pony up the money to buy 10,000 waves, right? So that's what the proof of, that's the stake part in proof of stake, right? You got to have some skin in the game if you want to do this. So you got to either have 10,000 waves, or you can, like I said, you can lease your waves to one of the other nodes.
Yeah, but that's a good thing as well. So if I was an investor, whether it's a Wave platform or another one, but and if I put some decent coin into it, that means I'm going to be encouraged to hold them in my wallet by proof of stake. That also means that it'll settle down the volatility on that particular coin, because people aren't buying and selling all the time. Because if I'm, you know, it made a huge investment, I'm holding them in the wallet, I'm staking the coins, I'm getting a reward rather than just money in, money out. It has another benefit that I'm starting to realize, that it, you know, by having these staking reward style platforms, it takes out some of the volatility. So look, all in all, I think it's a very cool thing that you can basically earn money off your investment. And that's really good.
Yeah, the whole volatility thing is kind of a double-edged sword, right? We all want to buy the coins. We want them to skyrocket to the moon. But we also want the coins to get wide adoption so they get used by more people and our investment is more valuable. You're not going to see widespread adoption by businesses, especially the enterprise kind of customers that we were just talking about, if the price is wildly fluctuating up and down all the time. You know, businesses want to be able to project and control their costs, and they can't do that if the infrastructure they're using for those costs is rapidly going up and down. So as you said, it kind of evens out the volatility a little bit, which can be a good thing for adoption. Let's talk about a little bit about where we are with Waves at the moment. So it's currently ranked number 23 in CoinMarketCap. It's got a market cap of just around $1.6 billion at the time of recording, and it's going for about $16 a wave. So that's up about 23% in the last week, which is a fair return. The other one's spiking a bit harder than that, but it's certainly a coin that's coming on strong at the moment. Their roadmap for early 2018 includes things like smart contracts. So at the moment, the platform doesn't have smart contracts, but they're looking to put that in, you know, winter, spring of 2018. Hardware wallets, Shapeshift, they're looking at getting Shapeshift on board. Mobile apps, mobile app updates, decentralized voting, simple messaging. And then a little bit further into 2018, they're looking at atomic swaps and some more voting things. Some of the clients that have done ICOs on the Waves platform, Mobile Go is one, which is kind of a gaming coin. And then another one recently, which was Primal Base, which is an interesting kind of coin for the shared workspace and entrepreneur space, where if you want to use shared co-working spaces, you can use this coin to rent co-working space in various shared working spaces around the world. And if you have space to rent out, you can get paid in Primal Coin as well. So those are just some of the people who have done ICOs on the Waves platform. They've got a pretty sizable team, and that's led by their CEO, Sasha Ivanov, a Russian physicist who's been working in the finance and Forex markets for a while. He's also been involved in a couple other crypto projects, such as Coinomat, and one of the first instant cryptocurrency exchanges. And as I said, they're headquartered in Moscow. They're currently on a couple of the bigger exchanges, Bittrex and Binance. And you can also get them through the to the direct exchange platforms like Shapeshift and Changely. So that's how you can go get it. Again, you can always find a lot more information over at wavesplatform.com and all the links at CoinMarketCap.
That sounds really cool that we, you know, there's a platform out for normal people and businesses to get started without having to understand all this technical, you know, blockchain jargon, or to even go, oh, we've got this development platform, come and build your own thing. So yeah, sounds really, really good. But again, we're not telling you that it's the one to go for. So you do your own research. But in saying that, it sounds like a really cool, exciting project.
So in summary, it's a platform for those mostly used by the startup market who want to do ICOs, issue coins, trade and manage those coins through the exchange as well. I think they got a pretty bright future, especially with all the ICOs coming up. So it'd be an interesting one to keep an eye on. All right, that brings this episode, number 5 of our 6-part series, to an end. If you have any questions, you can head over to schoolofcrypto.com, leave us some comments there and some feedback, or you can head over to Facebook and join the School of Crypto Facebook group. Just head over to Facebook, type in School of Crypto, you'll see it, hit the join button, and we'll let you in. In the meantime, we'd love it if you could subscribe and share. That helps get our show a wider reach and drive us up the chart in iTunes, which also helps more people find the show and get involved in Bitcoin and cryptocurrency. So thanks for listening. Join us tomorrow for part 6 of the 6-part series, 12 Coins of Christmas. We'll see you then.
Yeah, thanks, Barry, and talk to you tomorrow, listeners.
Thanks for listening to Let's Talk Crypto Podcast. You can find the links, show notes, and all the latest cryptocurrency news over at schoolofcrypto.com.